Welcome to Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Sweet and sour take on raising teens into adults.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts. Serious topic, vaping. It is crazy. Did you know how crazy it's gotten?
Yes, vaping is nuts.
I read all those articles you sent.
It's crazy. There's so many more.
I know.
So there's a party somewhere.
I wouldn't let my daughter go.
Around here. Yours.
I don't have a child old enough to be invited, maybe?
Nope.
Oh, it was that one?
It was a 13-year-old's. It was a secret party. Don't tell your mom party.
I found out that the parents weren't going to be there and I wouldn't let her go.
Big party.
But Max wasn't there, so don't worry.
Max was not there. Because Jackson was like, I'm not supposed to tell you about this party.
So, Olivia.
But there's this party. I don't think it'll be good. But she wanted to go because she wanted to investigate. That was her deal.
Yeah, I had a group of kids at my house and they wanted to go see what was happening. And I was like, just stay here.
I had a group of kids at my house too. I had to feed like a ton of people pizza because I didn't want them to
me
go.
Me too.
Okay, so this me party. Too. What
they
happened?
Vaped. Okay. There was and the vaping. Rumor and marijuana was there.
Yeah, vaping marijuana oil. Vaping.
So
yeah.
What do you do? Okay, so what do you do? Do you call the mom on the party who's out of town?
I debated that all day.
I
when
feel
that
like
party was going on.
30 of us debated that all day.
No one called because you didn't want the backlash on your kid. Because she wasn't the type of mom that would keep it a secret who called her.
Okay. Well, yeah, then
so
in context,
like,
I guess
no,
you have
because
to decide.
My daughter will go down for this. And I wasn't willing to put her under the bus. And there were a ton of kids there because they came over to the
So if my kid did that, I would kind of be pissed if nobody told me.
That's kind of what I would be too.
This
so
is
I'm,
an
that's
interesting,
what I've debated.
Like
do I
situation.
Say?
I would be really mad if I found out later that all these moms who are my friends
knew
oh, and did not tell me.
I would too.
I would be
I totally would.
Really mad.
This has been.
But the thing
debate.
is if I knew, you're the type of mom that. If I knew that Max was having a party, I would text you.
Right.
Because A, I know you wouldn't say who told. And B, you would...
I wouldn't hold it against you at all.
No.
I don't know, but I feel like I'm breaking mom code by not telling.
I had Olivia text the girl and say, hey, if you need, you can... My mom said she'd come over and help you.
Yeah.
Kick everyone out, basically.
Oh, that's nice.
And it had those.
And the girl who threw the party, she didn't do any of that stuff. She didn't vape.
It just
or
happened
at
their
that.
House.
No.
No.
She did not do it herself. And not all the kids did it, but some did.
Some did.
And some were super high because they came to my fence.
Yep. And you could see what was going on.
Oh, you could tell.
So when you texted us those articles, I was taking Max home from soccer practice. So we just started having a conversation.
And, Max is 13.
Yeah. And I just asked him if he'd been offered it. And he said yes in the bathroom at school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Twice.
School.
And then I asked him, is there like a certain stereotype person that vapes? Or is it just across the board? Good kids, bad kids, smart kids, dumb kids, popular kids, unpopular kids. He's like, yeah, it's just anybody.
Right.
It's across the board.
Yeah.
That's what Olivia said too.
I mean, it's not like, you know, the druggy group is the one who does it. They just all do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I asked him if they pressured him because I said, well, did you try it? I didn't assume that he didn't because, you know.
That's what you've got to be.
I said, well, did you try it? And he said, no. And I said, did they like pressure you into trying it? And he's like, no, they were cool.
They don't. I don't think there's a lot
of. And then I said, so then I took it a step further and I said, do you think that you're confident enough to say, why are you doing this? Like, this is bad for you. Like, would you be willing to take that next step and like voice your opinion on why you're not doing it? And he's like, yeah, I have done that.
Good.
Yeah.
Olivia says she's never been offered it. She says it's definitely more prevalent with the boys.
Yeah. And it is. That's what
that statistics say. Is
for
that
sure.
It's definitely more
and
prevalent with the boys.
She just is like, it's just gross. And she's like, I guess they're in health class right now. They have things up on the board or posters and stuff about how bad it is for you. And like,
yeah, because
pictures
it was
of someone
it
that's
was sold as like
it.
You're vaping this fruit flavored oil that is fine.
It infuriates me that they have
the way they marketed it
because they have definitely marketed it towards younger kids.
They totally have. It's like Tutti Frutti, whatever.
Like, flavor. Come get your bubblegum vape.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And they do. I mean, I have a list of some of the names of the most popular ones that I'm going to find. Yeah. I've always been like, this can't be good.
No.
No, anytime you inhale anything, it's not good.
You're inhaling things into your lungs.
Yeah. And that's been my thought for a long time.
Yeah.
But now they've got these kids that are getting pneumonia.
Well, then there's...
oils blocking their bronchial tubes.
Yeah. And there's so many different, like, there's the e-cigs and there's... mods and there's all
jewels
and just so many different forms, and it's crazy.
So this one box, the best overall vapes are strawberry watermelon pop vapors, tropical vape, sunrise pressed e-juice, best milk vape, meteor milk space jam. I mean, clearly
you want to try that.
No, that's not going towards 30-year-old people.
No.
Ridiculous. It makes me so mad.
Best menthol vape is Sky Aris. Best tobacco vape is Tobacco Dream. Best fruit vape is Blue Raspberry Pop. Best drink vape is Pink Lemonade Risky. Best dessert vape. Like, seriously, this is all
towards kids. A dessert vape.
Ice cream fried e-liquids. The best cream one is banana fried e-liquids. Best cinnamon one is churros and ice cream one up. Best cereal is the Voyage Coastal Clouds. Best candy one is Carnival Cali Steam. And best bakery is banana nut bread.
Yeah.
I mean, these aren't names that we would go for.
No. They're not targeting.
I feel like they're targeting really young kids.
I think they're targeting junior high kids.
So do I.
But they're getting sicker faster than when they smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even a worse addiction because their brains are younger, so then they're forever addicted to nicotine because their brains have...
Well, then they segue into cigarettes, didn't...
Yeah,
didn't
it segues into cigarettes.
A high percentage usually just segue into cigarettes.
Ends up smoking anyways.
Yeah, which they told really us, you interesting. Know how they said it was like
supposed to be an alternative to smoking.
Which, yeah. Mom, you're still breathing chemicals in your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But no. It's not doing that.
Isn't tobacco more a natural chemical than all these weird things?
I would say tobacco is, but maybe not what they put in cigarettes, the rest of it, if it was just straight tobacco.
All the other stuff.
All the other stuff is chemicals and stuff. And you walk through people's clouds of it, and it's weird.
They make big clouds.
Huge. And they smell weird. They said the Jewels ones don't make a very big cloud.
The Jewels don't.
And that's why they're so popular with younger kids, because they don't get caught.
Yeah.
Like USB port
things. But like, you'll pull up to a car and the whole car will just be a cloud of smoke and you're all, how can you even see where you're driving?
I know.
Like, it is so nuts, right?
Yeah, that is so weird.
I have seen that.
Yeah.
I was talking about how, like how to recognize it. And so one of them is they smell sweet. There's a sweet smell about them.
Mm-hmm.
They start drinking a lot more water because it dehydrates them because there's so much alcohol in them, like rubbing alcohol type stuff.
That dries out. Yeah.
That dries out. And nosebleeds is a big sign. The other one that I thought was interesting is they give up caffeine. For some reason, e-cigarettes, whatever's, and it makes you hypersensitive to caffeine. So
if
your kids stop drinking Red Bulls, stop having caffeine, sodas or Monsters or whatever, that's like one of the first things that they get rid of because it makes them super jittery or something. Isn't that interesting. Crazy?
Yeah.
So everybody watch for their kids vaping.
It's a common sense, like, why would you inhale these chemicals into your body? They're not good for you.
Well, and I was talking to my kids because there was another kid that got put in the hospital at 23 who has lung disease now.
Yeah.
Who, if your lungs are damaged one time, if you've ever had a kid who has had pneumonia.
Then they're sensitive rest of their lives.
Ever.
Yeah.
Even as adults, they're sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are causing lung disease. And I just said, oh my goodness. And my 17-year-old boy, he said, they're all like test dummies. There's no studies that show that this is not harmful. Everyone is just test subjects. So it's a horrible idea. I'm all, thank you.
And if you take a minute to look at the things that you're actually putting into your lungs, I think you would probably be like, that's probably not very smart.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, first of all, first and foremost, think about what it's doing to your body. It has nothing to do with anything else, but you and your body should not have those chemicals in it. That's just it. Messes up with you.
Yeah.
So I think everyone just thought it was better. I don't know.
Well, and then there's the thought where you're told not to do it. So of course you're going to try it. Right. But that like rebellious attitude that works on some things, but in this where it's like really dangerous and not smart to put that kind of stuff in your body, it just seems like people would use more common sense, but
you would think
it's obviously not. The marketing is great.
The marketing
they're fantastic.
Is great.
The bottles, they have different and stickers to put on.
So many vape shops have popped up like out of nowhere.
I know.
Yeah, that has happened.
And in the vape shops, have you looked at the windows of the vape shops?
I've never been in one.
Okay, I've never been in one, but I drive by one every Sunday as I'm going to my family's house. And, like, the glass is, like, thick with...
Like a film?
A film.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Gross.
Like, that's what the inside of your lungs look like.
That's what I know. Well, and they said it doesn't even matter if it's, like, an oil, an essential oil. You're essentially putting an oil into a place that shouldn't have oil.
Oil in it.
Right.
That's what kills people. That's like when there's an oil spill and the ducks can't breathe and they die.
Right. And we're doing this to ourselves.
And we're choosing to do it.
Consciously. Yeah.
And do you remember those Dawn commercials where they would have the birds?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're like, hey, you know what? Save the ducks. But ourselves, we're golden. We're great. Let's just...
We can ingest that. It's no big deal.
So they're saying stay away from all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a trend that's going to die, though.
No, it's not. I don't think so either. Unless...
Well, and I feel like there's going to be a lot more drugs.
Infused into them.
Yeah, I feel like that, too.
Well, yeah, because now they can add their marijuana in there.
Right.
And not just the strawberry watermelon.
Kiwi strawberry.
Flavors.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Fried ice cream. I mean, they're appealing, but if you go into the shop and have all those flavors to choose from, that's like kind of like when I see a lipstick store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a candy store.
Or a candy store.
Because candy store is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Candy stores. Oh, they're the best.
They're so fun. So it's just like that.
Yeah, it is.
And it's probably like zero calories. They can stay skinny.
When I asked Max, I'm like, how do kids your age get this stuff?
That's a good question.
And he said, I think online. And then I said, okay, well then how are they buying stuff online without their parents seeing what they're buying?
Yeah.
They don't have cards of their own.
My kid does. She has a card of her own. She can buy her own things.
And you don't have any way to monitor what she's...
I totally have the way to monitor it.
Well, yeah, because I got Max a debit card, but it's an app on my phone and I can see everything he buys.
But some people just don't. I mean, I can say you can't spend any. I can pick. You can spend $5 here if she would go shopping.
Do you have the Greenlight app?
I have the Greenlight app.
Yeah, I just got that.
And I love it because I can be all, nope, she can only spend $5 at this place. And she has to text me if she needs more.
Yeah. So it's just, it amazes me how 13-year-old kids can just order these things off Amazon and their parents have no idea. And then they're like selling them and they're.
Well, and they didn't have to be FDA approved, I don't think, because they're kind of middle ground. They're not like a food, but they're not really a medicine. So there's nobody checking up on it.
Mm-hmm.
On the vape stuff?
Yeah.
For real?
It's just like when cigarettes came out and people were just smoking them left and right and no big deal. And then all of a sudden studies were done and the Surgeon General got involved.
So do you think the FDA will get
involved? It'll get there.
It'll get there.
Especially if more kids are going to the hospital.
Right.
It's going to get there.
I think it's going to get bad.
But, I mean, putting the Surgeon General's warning doesn't...
I mean, nobody cares.
...stop kids from doing it.
It's like...
It doesn't stop people from smoking.
Right.
So where do they get... Oh, they probably get the oils, too, from online.
Yeah. And they have different little carriers.
Okay, so can you buy cigarettes online?
I don't think you can. I would doubt it.
I would doubt it.
Because you have to check ID for cigarettes.
And I don't think they ID
But don't you have to check ID for these?
I think it.
So anyone, any age can go.
Let's go on Amazon and see if we can buy them.
Let's see if we can buy cigarettes.
A mod.
Let's, here, yeah.
Or a Juul.
I'm going to see if I can buy cigarettes. You guys see if you can buy.
I'm going to search Juul. It's Juul, right?
Juul.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yep. $8.49.
Oh, my goodness.
$7.49.
Are you kidding me?
And then there's cases. And then there's skins and stickers and wraps. Look, you can get a rose gold glitter wrap for your jewel. I saw that.
You can buy cigarettes on Amazon.
Can you?
Yep. Cartons of them.
Okay. I mean, I guess that natural makes sense,
ones, I guess. But... some fake cigarettes. And some hemp cigarettes. It looks like there's regular ones, too. Full that flavor. That
is crazy.
You can just buy anything there. And I wonder if, like, so I'm going to add it to my cart. Does it added it to my cart. But it didn't, I mean, it didn't ID me. Because how would it? That, see, that's what they're doing.
Okay, yeah, all these so things easy. Are just sleeves, though.
They're not the oils?
This says device not included. Device not included. Vitamin vape B12 inhaler.
Vape oil flavors. Yep, you just have to look up vape oil flavors. Premium grade. Cotton candy flavored. So crazy.
Okay, you can look up a Juul device. Yeah, they are just getting it online.
They just got a new flavor, glazed donut.
There's a vape. It's $10.
So it's even in their so price range.
They're cheap. They're accessible.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to end. I mean, even me, I'm looking at the names thinking, oh, I want to see some more of those. I mean, I don't want to vape, but... yeah. Oh, they have syringes? Oh, you have to inject it, the it liquids. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Look at...
into what?
Into the cartridges, I guess. But look at, it's a syringe, blunt tip needle for refilling and measuring e-juice and e-liquids. And it's a whole, like, syringe kit.
Wow.
For $10.
They're cheap, too.
They're cheap, that's...
yep.
Each of those little pods, how... is that just one smoking time, or...?
It's one package of cigarettes, one of those pods, I heard.
I know, but how long does it last?
I don't... sometimes I feel like people are vaping over and over. Like, they could smoke a pack of cigarettes in a couple hours, I would feel like.
Never saw this one coming.
That, at least, is how much nicotine is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you see it all over. So,
that was fine.
Fun. Don't let your kids vape. We keep forgetting to finish.
Oh, yeah.
So, pretty much today we talked about just random things that have been on our mind. We didn't have a topic, which hopefully you all survive back to school. So, yeah. Okay. I'm done.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer. We are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.